T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sorry, I was reading all about Jon Snow in the USA Today.
What about him?
Well, it's looking more and more like he's very closely related to Daenerys.
So their kids aren't going to be...
No. Well, luckily she can't have kids, so maybe there won't be a problem.
I told you last night, well, I believe very much that they were hinting at that's what's to come. That's what I believe.
Well, there were references to it. You made right. A good case. Yeah.
It wasn't just her by his bedside as he recovers from the mission back. I don't want to give anything away. Sorry. Spoiler alert. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones, everybody. Game of Thrones.
It's almost over.
One more episode.
And then it's gone for a year, right?
I think so. Does it say what the premiere date is in 2018?
No.
Can you see if
they haven't even started filming? They have to see how the weather's going to be, and you know, that was really interesting the way they built that set.
I know.
In Ireland.
Last night, there's quite a long extended portion of the program is set in the lands above the wall, and as they broke it down, it was shot in Iceland and in Belfast, whatever. And they showed how they, you know, some of it is actually, you know, the Icelandic tundra, and the rest of it is all green screen in a big parking lot. They filled in a quarry. They actually created the ice, created the whole thing. It's amazing. Mm. It's amazing what they do. How can they afford it? Maybe that's why the show's ending, because it's so expensive to recreate that stuff.
I wonder how many more missiles like the Night King has.
Well, they seem like they're pretty easy to make, so I don't know how many more missiles.
There's an article that came out in June that says they could push it to 2019.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's funny.
That is not funny.
It is. It actually really is.
No, it isn't. Come on, Adele!
Yep, that's pretty good.
Hey, everybody. This week we have Bruno Mars tickets.
Right.
Move. What y'all trying to do? His sold-out show hits Oracle Arena on November 3rd, and we have your tickets. We have them all week long at 9, noon, and 5 each weekday. Oh, look, it's 9:07. Must be time to win Bruno Mars tickets. Call now, 800-400-3697. Simple as that. You've got tickets to Bruno Mars. Call now.
That same number is where you can send your texts. We get lots of those throughout the morning. Here's one, 650. Okay. Today is my oldest 17th birthday and my 20th anniversary.
Oh.
I told her that we arranged for a total eclipse of the sun for her present, and it wasn't easy or cheap. So I hope she enjoys it. And then she says, in parentheses, actually, I'm with Vince.
They don't care about it.
The eclipse enthusiasm is a little intense. We're going to stay inside and watch the TV show.
Yeah, well, you might have to anyway around here. We are looking. It's murky out there.
It's murky.
It's murky
water.
Skies.
Water.
Yeah, on Facebook, there's actually a bunch of video streams showing the coming and a countdown.
Oh.
As it's...
I see.
So the TV show should be pretty good. All probably right. A lot better than
well, you can actually
you've
watch
traveled
it.
To. Right.
It's true. I was it Bryn who made the point? I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to head north until I get someplace sunny. He goes, oh, you got the glasses? I go, no. I guess I'll just go through a pinhole in my hand and just look at it. So maybe I'll watch the TV show, too.
NASA's countdown is 1 hour and 7 minutes away. Does that seem right to you?
Yeah, that's
well,
when
until
it's total
eclipse.
To the highest total point, yeah. The moon.
Here it is.
What do you got?
It's beginning, everyone.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, has it begun? Look at that. It is a tiny little Pac-Man upper right-hand corner.
See that?
Yeah.
Got it?
It's amazing.
All right, there's the TV show. It's riveting.
It's on.
It's killing me. I can't take my eyes off it.
Well, and no matter where you are, the light's going to change. So in an hour and 7 minutes, I guess it'll be the darkest it'll get.
703 says, Vinny and his fun facts about poop or rectums. Too funny.
Oh.
273 pounds of poop from
and
a dog a year.
And splinters in your toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly ran the gamut of butt stuff.
415, you're absolutely correct, Sarah. Leave it in.
What?
You can bleed out anytime something is impaled.
Impaled?
The heart. We're talking about the heart.
If you can leave it, leave it.
Yeah. I've heard that. Don't
Sarah, EMT out. Here. Yes, you're absolutely correct. Definitely never pull an object out as you can bleed out. It's always best to leave it in place.
Well, now we know. If any of us get impaled today, we'll know what to do. We'll forget by tomorrow, but today we'll remember.
Don't pull out.
Don't never pull out.
Never.
707 says it's starting to clear up in Napa a little.
Oh, is that so?
Oh
well. Mm. Goodness.
Oh.
Mm. I see blue skies over there. Kind of blue, kind of not. Don't get too excited.
What are you doing?
I'm just giving her some hope here.
Oh, it does look like it's clearing a little.
Come
bit.
Over to this side, Sarah. You can see a little better.
I'm tied to the board here.
916 says main card starts at 6, but Mayweather-McGregor does not start until about 8:30.
So
there
8:30
are four fights
time.
On the main card.
Fantastic. So 6:30 still works. I'll have the pizza ready to go. Yuzi, you and Johnny V want to go? I didn't invite you on the email thing, but I wasn't thinking that you'd be into it. But you can certainly come. It'll be fun. We'll have drinks.
That's a no face right there.
It is. She's doing that tight line of a smile.
And the shoulder shrug.
It's going to be fun.
He's working anyway.
Get a friend.
Get a friend.
No. Thank you.
Sure.
I'll be in my pajamas in bed waiting for him to come home.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, that's the Instagram one. If Dooman was a superhero, what would his superpower be?
Spoiling.
Spoiling. Everything. Holding onto Sarah's coattails.
Right. We're like a double superhero. Together, we're more than some of our parts.
Right. Latched on and hasn't left since. Barnacle.
Actually, this Friday is his 18-year anniversary working at Alice.
Oh. I thought it passed.
Well, he was telling me last night. He's got the whole thing.
Sure
he knows
does.
When his first movie review was, but that was a couple months after. He remembered all the circumstances surrounding why he was invited to be part of the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess G.I. John was leaving, and you had to go to the hospital, and we had to have him step in. And
oh.
I just remember he was creepy around the office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Super Barnacle is the answer. Is that it?
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Spoiler. No, yeah. I like spoiler. He's the spoiler.
I'll stick with Barnacle. Yeah, because Mayweather is a total wife-beating DB, says 646.
Yeah.
I don't...
That must be why Justin's distancing himself.
Oh,
from them.
Got it.
I gotta go.
Please, Floyd Mayweather will just run around the arena dodging punches and somehow win. SMH.
It did feel like it, like when he fought Manny Pacquiao that I was like, oh, Manny didn't win? Oh, weird. I felt that way, but, you know, what do I know about boxing? Zero. I guess that's why they have the judges.
Your phone is not an SLR, single lens reflex. Go ahead and use your iPhones and 7S.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what you're going to take a picture of if you're within the sound of our voices. It's cloudy out.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you can see stuff.
It does look thinner over there.
According to the
like
textures.
Right over the building there, it does look a little bit bluer.
Yeah.
Look, there's a little more bite out of the sun there.
Ooh, that's a solid cookie bite right there.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What's so funny?
Nothing. It's enjoyable.
You're hysterical.
Come
According to the World News, you can turn your back to the sun and put your phone on selfie mode and look through your phone.
Oh.
So, again, if you are in a place that will catch it. This little video here is showing in the absence of light just perfectly, though.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, it's an orange disc on black background. Like, it doesn't look like the sun in the sky. It just looks like an animation. I want to see the real thing. I want to burn my
All retinas. Right, all right, all right. Well, have fun driving around. I hope you chase it down and everything's fantastic.
Yeah. Hope I don't get stuck in traffic. There's plenty of times I'm trying to get on the bridge and like I don't even get home till 10:30. I'll be screwed. It'll be over by then.
A lot of our people went to Oregon. They're writing in from Oregon saying we're up here.
Well, that's where Rachel went.
510 says, going in for an interview at my dream company at Genentech. Ooh. Wish me luck.
Oh, good luck. Good luck. Hope you get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Our winner is a woman named Cindy from Fairfield for the Bruno Mars, and she just had a really rough diagnosis, and she just wanted to say thanks to you guys for cheering her up and winning the tickets.
Cindy.
And, yeah, so it's all just send a good thought to Cindy.
Have a great time at the Bruno Mars show, Cindy.
She's super excited, overjoyed.
That's great. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you. 415 says, good morning from Chico.
Chico! Bet it's sunny up there.
The start of my senior year, and of course, I'm listening to my family.
Hello.
Nice.
Hello.
Vacaville is cloud-free.
Oh, yeah?
Oakville has sun.
Okay.
Clear skies in Red Bluff.
Where's Red Bluff?
Who knows?
North.
Oh. Told you I was going to head north.
You'll be there in about
3 hours.
What about
Millbrae? How's Millbrae looking?
All good in Lodi.
Well,
Brentwood has clear skies.
If you want to come to the Exploratorium, me and you, Zet, will be there. And Vaughn.
Oh, Vaughn's going to go too?
The three A-listers.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Krispy Kreme is doing chocolate glazed donut today in honor of the eclipse.
Donuts look so good.
Oh, I wish they'd brought them by.
Chocolate.
Let's have a look at the screen image you have.
Oh.
Well.
There's a little less light than there was last time we looked.
It's looking bigger. It does look like something the Cookie Monster would be into it.
Okay. I'll let you know when it gets cool.
Thank you, yeah.
Really, Vin? Really? You'll go crazy for stupid Hamilton show and spend thousands of dollars, but you won't watch a free solar event that happens possibly once in a lifetime? You're a strange fellow.
You are a strange fellow, Vincent.
First, never mind. You
Just
know what?
Do
You're
it.
Right. I love Hamilton. It was the best thing that ever happened to me, and it was totally worth every penny. I absolutely did not trick myself into spending money on something that was not even close to worth it. Totally worth it. I'd do it again. Five times, over and over.
So good. The world turned upside down.
What song is that?
It's called "The World Turned Upside Down"
by
Hamilton. Da 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 da.
There's no way to explain how all that went down. I got caught up in a moment. I spent the money thinking she'd like it. Turns out she's not even as into that show as you guys are. As
Who, Christina?
Sarah. Yeah, I mean, she liked it. We had a nice night.
Sure. Well, I would hope so. You spent $1,600 on the ticket.
She'd never have pulled the trigger on that dollar amount. Yeah. Never.
Is she stingy? She sounds stingy.
Well,
that's a lot of money to spend on a night out.
She's frugal. She does not waste money. Yeah.
I mean, you could almost get married for that amount of money.
What?
Huh?
Who said that?
I just said it.
Oh.
Do you guys ever like not have fun because of her frugalness?
Oh. No. Because if it's something that's fun, then I'll be like, I got this. Let's go.
Oh, you pick it up.
Yeah.
Vinny pays for the fun in their relationship.
What does she pay for?
All the other stuff.
She pays for having that kid.
Oh, you'll make her pay, I'm sure.
No, the kid makes her pay. Oof. She still puts that kid to bed at night for an hour every night.
Well, don't worry. That'll end at some point.
All right.
She's not going to be 16 laying in the bed with her for an hour. Well, maybe she will.
I had to put her to bed the other night because she got up after the missus had gone down to the neighbors or whatever. And I go, you've got 5 minutes. I'll lay next to you. And then if you're not asleep, you're on your own. So at 5 minutes, I get up. She's like, where are you going?
Like where I said
dude,
I was going.
Dude, I told you. You got five. That's it.
And then?
And then I walked out.
And that was it?
She fell asleep.
Of course she did. I can't fall asleep. Try closing your eyes.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Yeah,
try turning off the light and closing your eyes. Try that. See if that works.
Should make a rule. You can't leave the house after the kids sleep. You're stuck.
Actually, I don't mind that. That's
putting the kid back to bed? You don't mind
No,
that?
Normally the kid is asleep when she splits, and it's cool. She's up for hours after we go to bed. Right. Hours. I don't blame
her. That's called me time.
Yeah. Do your thing. Sarah, come to the Francis Ford Coppola Winery for the eclipse. That was three for the three names. One of our employees is setting up his amazing telescope. Then afterwards, you could taste some amazing food and wines. This is not for the general public, just for you, Sarah.
Oh, is that so? I've actually been to your beautiful winery. It is freaking gorgeous there. But
you
there's
loved it?
No way if I leave at 9:45 that I'm getting up there in time for the... I'll be there at noon. I'll join you for lunch. But there's no way I'm catching the eclipse. It's already started. There's already a bite taken out of that cookie.
It's so awesome to be in town and listening to my favorite radio fam. We're going to the Exploratorium today, too. It should be fun.
Well, the place is great, whether there's an eclipse or not.
You can hang out with me. Use that in fun.
Have you taken your kid there yet? That's a fun thing to do.
You talking to Hooman?
No, you. Oh. You're the one with the kid.
What kid?
The one you're pictured with on Instagram.
Yeah, the ones you adopt every week. You're always with some kid.
That's our old boss, our old music director's kid, Julie's kid.
She had another baby?
Well, no, it's not a baby. It's a, 8-year-old or whatever.
What music is that? Is that your music?
Who? No, I think that's our boss. He's blasting music from
his door. All right.
I'll close my door.
He does like to blast the music.
James Corden is on Apple Music Carpool Karaoke. He is the first... He's on the first one with Will Smith, makes an appearance with Alicia Keys and John Legend, etc. So,
etc.
Okay.
That's what you were telling us about.
Yeah. There's a whole show based on that now that you can get on Apple Music.
Oh, look at that.
What?
More of the Light is missing.
Let's see.
Oh.
Oh, boy. That is fascinating.
Yeah. Sucks you right in. You just can't take your eyes off it.
You just can't believe how much.
What side are you watching? Because the NASA site keeps going down.
Go on Facebook and there's multiple cameras there.
It's clearing up. I see a lot of blue.
Sure is. Are you going to join us? Does that mean you're going to join us at the Exploratorium? You're not going to big time us?
I'm not trying to big time you, Hooman. I didn't know it was a requirement and I want to go see if I can find it.
Well, that's right.
If it clears up, yeah, I'm walking over there with you.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Didn't know that people were going to be sad.
Vinny, watch the Defiant Ones this weekend. Thanks
it.
For the recommendation. It was really good. That's the one about Iovine and Dr. Dre. It is really good, but at the end, it makes you feel like you just watched all of that so they could tell you about Apple Music.
Right.
Which is fine. It's a lot of great music history and... The dude's been around and accomplished a lot. But right there at the end, you feel like they just tacked an ad there.
Just don't watch the end.
I'm not sure how to get people onto Apple Music. And I'm like, I think you just figured it out by showing us. Okay. Sucker.
I get it now.
You know that sucker lollipop thing that happens in cartoons?
Yep.
Sucker.
The library has copy of Game of Thrones.
Oh. Oh, for anybody who wants to watch it.
Oh. So when Game of Thrones is gone for a year and a, or a year and a half, it comes back. How many episodes will there be?
Six.
Six or seven?
Six.
You sure about
this,
that?
This year's seven. There's six. There's sex left after this.
Sex?
Sex.
The sex 5-0 is calling it.
209 says, first day back from work. First day back to work from maternity leave and listening to you guys is helping me not turn around and go back home. Thanks for being so great.
Thanks for listening. And congrats on your new baby. Your baby.
That's a grind for every woman. Even if they want to go back to work, it's still that weird grind. It was a trip watching that.
Putting your baby into somebody else's care is tough. It's your baby.
Well, and the first one is the one, too, where you're just overly...
Second one, you're just like, oh, my God, forget it. Just get out of here.
Take him.
It's fine. Everything will be fine. Second one, you're like, I give up. It's just, they'll live. They seem to. It's fine.
Right. Third one, you're like, to a crocodile, hold this.
Crocodile.
Oh, that's a...
Oh.
Disneyland. I wasn't thinking about that.
Oh, you weren't?
No. But thanks for tying those two together. Now that's forever.
You know what I was thinking about all weekend?
What's that, Hooman?
Yourself?
No, I was thinking of the story you reported. That's really mean. That was a mean tone coming from your mouth. The one he said, when you see a green candy, do you want it to be lime or apple in your mouth?
Oh, you thought about that. So what do you want it to be?
Well, I'm always leaning towards apple, but if it's a Skittle, you want it to be lime.
I'll take either one.
It depends on what the candy is.
What do you want it to be, Vinny? What did you say?
On an unrelated note, can I say thank you, Sarah?
For what?
Because of you, I now remember how to spell dessert and desert. Oh. Dessert is so good, it has two S's.
Yeah.
You gave this advice a while ago, and I found myself having to spell it recently. And there she was, smart.
It's weird, too, because the word desert can also be dessert. Like, if you desert someone... That's spelled with one S.
Oh.
But dessert that you eat after dinner is two S's because it's so good you want a second serving. I know how to spell dessert or desert.
Does it bother you that Windy and Windy are spelled the same way?
No.
That bothers me.
510 says Vinny. And then there's a dash. Why are you bringing that up, rest of the morning show? Because that's what we do, man. Yeah. 510 also says, and these are all different. Funny, I was totally thinking of Garage Cat while in the shower this morning.
No. Vinny, I'm going to get off of these meds. I'm going to piss everywhere. Watch out.
Come on, Adele.
I'm coming after you.
Vinny, come to Hollister. You can buy a 5-bedroom house for $550K plus a nice backyard. Hollister.
Where's
What's
Hollister?
That drive? What's that drive?
I bet it's closer. I bet it's closer.
Oh, I bet you it's not.
It's not,
you
liar.
It's got to be at least 3 hours from here.
Right now, driving from Hollister to San Francisco
is...
Hollister's past Gilroy?
Well, I typed in Hollister to San Francisco and it took me to Market Street.
Hour and 47 minutes.
That's not bad. It's no big deal.
What's your commute time
Look
right
in
now?
Marin, Vinny. Reclaim the territory. Yeah, I gave that up. I lost that in a breakup many years ago.
Is that chick still in Marin?
I have no idea where that chick is.
He's not allowed there, so he doesn't know.
I'd truly have no idea.
It's so expensive around here. It's just impossible. It's good that you found a town you like.
You can
just
get what you're looking for at a reasonable price in Marin. Does it
really?
Does involve a bridge, however. Yeah, Marin's not cheap.
No, Marin's not
Who
cheap.
Who told you that?
One of my friends just built a bunch of condos in Hunter's Point, and they're going for $1 million each. I'm like, that's crazy.
There's a part over there they're calling South Beach now.
It's all Hunter's Point. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
They just rename each couple streets. They get their own little neighborhood name.
I know, but I'm saying that's they've just like renamed it and remarketed that area as South Beach, and you're like, what?
Where's that?
Are you talking about?
I mean, Hunter's
South
Point.
Beach. Nice try.
When you call it Bayview, South Beach, no one knows what you're talking about. Right?
Not Los Gatos, Vinny. Say it like a native. Las Gatos.
What?
Las Gatos.
That doesn't sound
like Los Angeles. Las Gatos. I say Los Gatos.
I've been in that debate too many times. I've just gone back to the most annoying possible way to say it.
Los Gatos.
How does Yuzette say it?
Wrong.
All right.
Yuzette, your costume was awesome for the Game of Thrones party.
Oh, thank you.
Did you have a blonde wig too? Or
no.
Just left your hair long.
She has a video of herself as a White Walker.
Oh, Sarah, you'd be so jealous.
And becoming scary.
Where is it, on Facebook?
It's on her Instagram.
Yeah, go to Instagram.
Yuzette on Instagram, everyone.
I just didn't get to it at all this weekend.
Seemed busy.
What were you up to?
Gardening and hanging with my kid.
Gardening?
Nice.
Dude, I'm finally getting some plants in. And it's happening. It's all happening.
And your kid loves college.
Yeah. Well,
is that the kid you hung with? Or
that's the kid. Well, I hung with
both of
my kids. But I went plant shopping with my one kid.
When we were at Primus, which was on the Berkeley campus at the Greek, the missus goes, do you think we'll see Riley there? I'm like, no.
I don't think he'd be at a Primus show.
I don't think that's going to. There are no cellos.
He was probably nearby, though.
Yeah, I saw what did you call the big tower that's famous over there? Whatever. I saw that and was like, oh, that's the thing.
Yeah.
How's the weather looking?
Blue's showing.
Better.
But the light's going to get weird. Where are we at?
Oh.
On the disc.
I'm looking at it.
Quarter?
I'd say that's a
little
quarter.
Over a quarter, maybe a third.
You want to see
it? Yeah. Ooh, neato.
You like that?
Yeah.
Neato.
It's happening, though.
Yeah, it's on. The big eclipse is happening.
It's weird, and it's
do y'all feel different?
No.
I'm worried.
Oh, what are you worried about? What do you think is going to happen?
Like catastrophe. Tides, tsunamis.
Well, vampires can come out in the middle of the day.
All right. We're good.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a couple minutes. Say goodbye. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, everyone, you just have a few more minutes until the totality, or as total as we're going to get it in our area.
Are you tripping? Are you so excited? Do you feel different?
I'm pretty excited. I'm hoping that the sky continues to clear and that I'll get to see at least some of it. But I know the light's going to change quite a lot, so be on the lookout for that. One time in this book I was reading called The Passage, the vampires somehow knew ahead of time about the eclipse.
They have the internet.
They must have had the internet. And so when the villagers didn't know that this was happening, and then they're all working in the field, and then the sun goes behind. They only have a couple minutes, and they just come destroy the village.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like ate everybody.
They just ate
sucked
all
the blood.
Sucked all the blood.
Oh man, all the villagers are like, thanks.
Bummer, man. Damn you, solar
I need
eclipse.
That blood.
Well, hopefully that won't happen today, everyone.
Oh god.
You'll live through it.
I'm scared.
I have a problem right now.
You're having
I'm
a problem?
Just gonna tell you guys about the problem real quick, just to let you be aware of it. Our podcasting system is kind of down right now, so I went to the backup and I was editing podcasts, but that crashed too. So we're missing about half hour of our show today. That's all.
It's the solar eclipse.
Things are crashing. My backup crashed too. So we're missing about half an hour and an 8 o'clock hour.
I'll
have the 9 o'clock hour and the rest of the show.
Bummer. Well, thank you for telling us. Later, I was going to freak out later
me
today.
Me too.
When
I go back and listen every day.
Yeah. What? Oh, I got to listen and hear what we said.
Mm-hmm.
Hear how
I just wet
we
my
were.
Pants. It's getting too close.
Damn.
It's freaking me out.
Wow.
First all vampires right. and then our podcast crafts.
I hope everyone makes it through the day. Enjoy yourself and this wonderful Monday eclipse day. And that's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bruno Mars tickets all day. Stick around here at the Alice.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.